Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your holiday Saturday with us. Folks, Christmas is getting closer and closer all the time. For those who celebrate Hanukkah, we wish you a wonderful and festive holiday season. I am very, very pleased today to be joined by a first-time guest who is celebrating a significant anniversary. Before I introduce him, however, I would like to say good morning to our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's on the other side of the glass at Powell Broadcasting. And we collectively wish to thank our longtime program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, as I teased a moment ago, a first-time guest on our radio program, someone who is celebrating a 90th anniversary with his company, Mr. Steve Avery, the owner of Avery Brothers Sign Company. Steve, I guess it's Avery Brothers. The sign company has had a transition, but welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris.
We're delighted to have you in studio. And first and foremost, congratulations on 90 years for your family business.
Yeah, thank you. We're real proud of it.
And what generation do you represent in that family business?
Third.
That's fantastic. And I do want to talk extensively about that family legacy and history. One of the most iconic brands in our Siouxland community. And I know that you're proud to lead it 9 decades in. And we have a big event coming up on Thursday, December 11th from 4:30 to 6:30. Avery Brothers will be hosting the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce's monthly Rush Hour Connect event at 416 Water Street. And of course, the listening audience is invited. We'll talk about that more throughout the program. But Steve, as we do every Saturday morning, we like to introduce our guest to the listening audience. And if we could begin, I know you're a local guy, but tell us about exactly where you grew up.
Well, I grew up at McCook Lake. My whole family, my grandparents and all their kids grew up in Sioux City, and they they lived in 10, 15 houses that I've driven by.
Okay.
I can't even find them all.
But you're a McCook Lake kid.
We all moved out to McCook Lake, and I moved out there when I was like a year old.
And so were you one of those kids that grew up swimming and water skiing?
Oh, absolutely. I don't remember not knowing how to swim.
And do you cherish that upbringing?
Yeah, it was a lucky time. I mean, the lake had just been dredged in, I think, 55 after the 52 Missouri River flood. So it was deep and wide and 600 acres, twice as big as it is now, even before the flood.
Yeah.
And the most recent flood.
And you're one of how many siblings?
There's 5 kids in our family.
Okay. And all boys or one sister?
There's me. I'm first born, then my brother Mark. Then there's our sister Jean, was born in 1955. And then the twinnies came along in 1960.
Yes. And you're third generation in the family business. I said we're going to talk about that a little bit. But okay. Where did you go to grade school?
McCook School.
Okay. And at that time, was that K through 8 or was that to middle school?
It was first grade through 8. We didn't have kindergarten.
Okay. And were you a sports kid? Were you a drama kid? Were you a student council kid?
I'd say by the time my dad thought that it'd be a good thing for me to swim competitively. So I was in the Mariners at 6 years old.
Wonderful.
So I met a whole bunch of Sioux City kids.
And that program still exists to this very day.
Yep.
And you would have been one of the early participants, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm a lady I knew my whole life. Allie Montang started the Sioux City Mariners.
Yeah.
And kids that I still, we're not kids now. We're in our 70s. But I know them still. We were on Mariners together, and Bill Palmer was our coach.
Yeah, and
he was a great guy.
And is that Marty and Doug's father?
Yes.
Yeah, and I know Marty and Doug have been strong supporters of the Mariners for a long, long time. And what a great opportunity to give a quick shout out to Natalie Petit, Natalie's father Dan, one of her coaches, and grandfather Dave of Consumer Supply,
and their great grandfather Bruce was a good friend of my dad's.
Yeah, small world. Natalie picked up 2 state championships recently.
Oh, fantastic!
In swimming, won the 500-yard freestyle and I believe the 200-yard freestyle, and now we're sitting around wondering where this top talent may take her as a collegiate swimmer, yeah. And we wish her nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Mr. Steve Avery. Steve is the owner of Avery Brothers. They're celebrating their 90th anniversary and will be hosting a Rush Hour Connect event on Thursday, December 11th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at their recently renovated headquarters at 416 Water Street. And we're going to talk about that renovation as well. But Steve, after grade school, where'd you go to high school?
Union County didn't have enough room for us at Jefferson High School. All the kids that were, you know, baby boomers. So they sent us in, the county sent us into Sioux City Riverside because Riverside had a big building, and so I went to school with Riverside kids.
And so was that a Riverside High School?
Junior high, and it was 7th to 12th.
Okay. And so a lot of people talk about Central High School.
Yep.
Same era, or were the new high schools coming online?
That was after I graduated.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
So same era. My wife went to Central. My younger brother graduated in the last class of Riverside, and okay. Jeannie, my wife, graduated in the last class of Central.
So what came after high school for Steve Avery?
Well, I went to Morningside College for a year and a half.
Okay.
And then I got another half a year in at night school after I wasn't a young juvenile delinquent.
So we're probably going to skip over the juvenile delinquency aspect of your,
that's right,
18 through 19 and 20 years old. Mm-hmm. But a little bit of time in college, and then what?
Well, my dad had they needed young people. They needed a rejuvenation at Avery Brothers. And Mel Rustwick was our main sign painter. Mel at that time was approaching 60, and he had been a prisoner of war. He was freed in France by George Patton.
A World War II POW. Wow. Yeah. I did not know.
His brother Paul worked for Klinger for 40, 50 years. So anyway, Mel taught me how to paint signs, and I knew it my whole life.
And I think some people may not realize that when you guys established this business, it was hand-painted signs.
Oh, of course. And the uncles, it was the Depression when they were actually my uncles, but they're a generation ahead of my dad. They're 22 years older than my dad.
Okay.
So that's why it's the third generation, technically. Sure. In our family, it's only two.
I understand.
But there was no work here, so they went to New York City, and Uncle Milt worked in a sign shop in New York City for free for, I think, about 3 years. And Uncle Noel was the elevator operator at the Gorham Hotel, on 56, around between.
They both went to New York, both went to Manhattan.
And Aunt Mar.
Wow.
Uncle Noel's wife. And she was the bookkeeper for that hotel, and Dutch Schultz, the mafia guy, gave my Uncle Noel $5 one time. He told him he liked him because he kept his mouth shut. And my Uncle Noel was the last Avery anybody said that about.
Yeah, and there's such a history with the Avery family. And again, we want to get into that, but in the final few minutes we have in the first segment, you joined the sign company at a very young age.
Yeah.
You
mentioned 19 years old.
You mentioned your wife. Tell me a little bit about your own family, your wife and children.
Jeannie and I got married at 19, and she was 19, and I was 20. We've been married 52 years.
Congratulations.
But we were ready to grow up and have our own lives and do our own thing. So, and then we had, Ryan was born in 1977. Jonathan was born in 1980, on December 11th, by the way. Our event is going to be on his birthday.
That's fantastic.
His 45th birthday.
So let's make sure that there's ice cream and cake as well, right?
Yeah. Yes, he'll need something.
That's fantastic. 45th birthday for Jonathan. Yeah. Again, coinciding with your Thursday, December 11th, Rush Hour Connect at 416 Water Street. And tell me today, proud grandfather as well.
Yeah, we have 5 grandkids, and we're so lucky to have them all in Sioux City. My oldest grandson, Michael, lived in Japan for a year and 4 months, and right now I don't know what his plans are. He has a girlfriend that he met here, so maybe he's going to stay here for a while, which is That's good for us.
And you and Gene are blessed to have the opportunity to chase some grandkids and see their school activities.
Absolutely.
And those types of things.
Yeah, I'm way behind you in numbers, but it's...
Not in grandkids.
No, we're ahead in grandkids, but...
Yes, you are. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest this morning is Mr. Steve Avery. Steve is the owner of Avery Brothers, long known as Avery Brothers Sign Company, and they've gone through a significant transition in the last few years. In the second half of the program, we're going to talk about the founding of the company, the history of the organization, and Steve's vision for the company as the president, CEO, and owner of the company going forward. A quick reminder. On Thursday, December 11th, Steve will be hosting, along with his son Jonathan and his staff, a Rush Hour Connect event for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. We're also going to be celebrating at 416 Water Street, Jonathan's 45th birthday, so yes. We look forward to that. We'll be back with Steve Avery after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenreeve, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, wishing you all a very pleasant holiday season. Folks, Hanukkah's upon us, Christmas not that far away. If you haven't done your shopping, we always urge you to support locally owned and operated Siouxland Chamber members, and we hope you'll do that with your holiday shopping throughout this festive season. If you're with us for the first half of today's program, you know our guest today is Mr. Steve Avery. Steve serves as the owner and the executive leader of Avery Brothers, celebrating their 90th year. Steve, a local kid who grew up in Riverside and joined the company at a very young age. How many years you been with the company now, Steve? Do the math. Let's say 53 years in the sign business.
I was 10 years on my own thing, but I was still contributing to the family business.
Happy to hear that. But tell us a little bit about Avery Brothers founding 90 years ago.
Okay. My uncles were born in 1909, Uncle Milton, Uncle Noel. There was no work to do because it was the Depression. And so they moved to New York City, and Uncle Milt, as was the custom of the day, worked in a sign shop for free to learn the sign business. And Uncle Noel was an elevator operator at the Gorham Hotel, which is now called, it's got a different name now, and Aunt Mar was the bookkeeper. So they lived together and...
In Manhattan, yep. So were they originally from Sioux City and went to New York to learn this industry?
I think they were born in Pipestone, Minnesota, and my grandparents moved here in...
Okay.
Shortly after they were born. They were little kids.
So they're born in 1909.
Uh-huh.
The Depression is obviously 1929. Mm-hmm. They're 20 years old.
Yep.
There's not a lot of work. So they go to the East Coast, and they find themselves in the sign business.
They worked in that, learned it, and then came back to Sioux City and made posters for movie theaters and vaudeville theaters and painted a lot of wall signs. All the old pictures of Sioux City, you can see covered with wall signs on buildings.
Steve, you started at 19 years old in the sign business, but do you remember being around it as a small child?
Oh, absolutely. No, the first time I worked at Avery Brothers, the uncles thought it'd be good to indoctrinate me or just get me used to being there, not indoctrinate. But anyway... I was 8 years old.
Yeah, so as a small kid, you're hanging around. You see them working.
And oh, absolutely.
Maybe sweeping the floor, taking out some trash.
And what I really noticed is they knew everyone in town. They would say, Steve, this is so-and-so, and this is the mayor, and this is the fire chief, and all that. I knew everybody when I was a kid.
And that had to have an impression upon you, because I do know that one of your strengths as a family business is your local knowledge and your local network.
Oh, absolutely. You talk about networking. My uncle would say, Steve, I'm 6, 7 years old. They say, tell the mayor what you're going to be when you grow up. I'd say, I'm going to be a sign painter, a fisherman, a Shriner, and a Republican.
Well, 3 out of 4 is not bad.
I recited that for years.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I still remember it.
Now, who said this?
Uncle Noel and Uncle Mel.
Smart men.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you're 19 years old. You've learned the business. You're hand painting and those types of things. Tell us about the growth of the industry, how you got into billboards, and then the transition to where you're at today.
I would like to give a little some credit to both my uncles. Uncle Milt was the creative inspiration for almost everything. He got in the sign business, and then in the mid-50s, he said, we should be getting into billboards.
And this is your father's brother?
Yes.
Got it.
And he was born in 1909. My dad was born in 1930. My Uncle Noel, though, had the intuition. He had the instinct for business. He just knew. He knew the moves. He was born with that.
Inherent.
So those two together are, I don't know what would have happened to them separated.
Were they still involved in the business when you came in at 19 years old?
They owned it.
And they were there every day? Did they serve as your mentors?
Well, what I noticed is that the as people got older in my family, the owners quit working at about 50 years old. And that was a trend that kind of stuck with our family as well. So, but I mean, no, I don't remember them working ever.
Okay. Were they around, though?
Oh, they were around.
Okay.
I remember my dad is the one that he did the heavy lifting.
Transitioning from painting signs to billboards, Avery Brothers became so iconic. What was the service territory for Avery Brothers billboards at its peak?
I would say we went out 250 miles from Sioux City.
In any direction?
Yeah, we had probably most of our billboards were in Iowa. There was a lot in South Dakota. There's a few in Minnesota and a few in Nebraska. And when in 1972, when I started full-time, that was the year the state of Iowa made us put permits on those boards and put spacing requirements and zoning on them. Because before, I put up a billboard once with Glenn Becker out on Highway 20, and my dad was mad at Glenn. I didn't know. I was a kid. I was 16 years old. But Glenn got in trouble because we put it in the wrong space. My dad called up the farmer. He said, oh, I don't care. Just leave that one there and put another one up. And we did.
And
that was the billboard business then.
Before the days of government regulation and permitting and licensing and all of those types of things. Now here we are 90 years later. Instead of hand painting, you're deep into technology, digital kind of use. You have an entire art department. Tell us about your vision for this company going forward.
Well, I resisted it in the 90s because I was good at lettering. I had a gift for it. So I was reluctant to get into the output by technology, by printers and
computers. And digitizing.
I came kicking and screaming into that. But after a while, I realized that the output is perfect. So it lets anybody that has electricity get into the sign business. But then the input is so important. Is Helvetica the right typeface? What's the colors? What's the emphasis? So design that played right into my interest in design.
And I know how proud you are of your team. Tell me about why they make the difference for your company.
Well, I was always interested in that even when I was a kid. And I've just learned over the years. I think leadership is it's more art than science. You can read the books and they'll make cases for both ways. But it takes a lot of work and discipline and cajolery, everything else, to get people to all come together and kind of work for a common purpose.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Steve Avery, the owner of Avery Brothers. And Steve, here, 90th anniversary. The organization has just gone through a significant renovation of your facilities on Water Street. Tell us why that is so important to the future of your company.
Well, we started looking at how someone comes in for the first time and the interactions they have. And we had some impediment there. It wasn't intentional, but we came into a reception area and a big empty lobby with offices around the periphery of it. And I thought, well, I tore all that out and put our art department up there. So when customers come in, they're talking to the art department right away. And we put the focus on why they are coming to see us. We made a space for them to talk to our artists with, the little conference table, and used the technology. The sketches we're doing for them can be up on a big TV screen so they can see it easy. And so it made it more, we focused on the clients and the employees more so than just having nice offices.
And Steve, I know this, having grown up in this community, known how well-branded your family business has been literally for decades and generations, do you still use the same slogan that I grew up with, which was, we'll sign anything?
Not so much. And we use since 1935 because some of our associates, some of our employees want to use since 1935. I don't care for that. Personally, because I figure we've been open since about 7:30 this morning, and we're working for today's client. Today's client wants us to do stuff, solve their problems, and I don't know how much it helps to tout the customers we had three generations ago.
So here you are constantly renewing and refreshing the organization. How important is creativity to what you do?
Creativity is great, but I think if you're going to be successful in business, you don't, being smart always helps, but you can be too smart. I think what really separates successful businesses from other ones is drive. You just want to win. It's a competitive endeavor and you want to win. So the best way to win is to do what we say for our clients, and then they keep calling. It's awesome.
And I know how proud you are of your team.
Oh, we're just so lucky, but it didn't happen by accident. They do all the work. They win the games. I'm just the coach, but I put them in those positions. That was my role.
Well, congratulations on 90 years for Avery Brothers.
Thank you, Chris.
And thank you for hosting this coming Thursday, December 11th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 416 Water Street, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Rush Hour Connect event, and also celebrating your son Jonathan's 45th birthday.
Great of you to remember.
We wish you and all of your employees, as well as your clients and customers, a very happy holiday season. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest, Steve Avery of Avery Brothers. Once again, they'll be hosting Rush Hour Connect for the Siouxland Chamber this Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at their recently renovated headquarters at 416 Water Street. Hope you can join us. Make it a great weekend. We'll be back next Saturday morning.